This is WKAR Online. It's been a week now since the deadly school shootings in Connecticut. People are still looking for answers and trying to come to grips with what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School. WKAR's Melissa Benmark talked with someone who has written extensively about the worst school massacre in the U.S. to date, one that happened in Bath, Michigan.
What did I learn about school massacres? That they're going to happen. We cannot stop them any more than we can stop the earth from rotating. There's always going to be people who are determined to do this and want to hurt for whatever reasons they do, and, you know, and strike out and use a school, use children as that conduit. It's impossible to comprehend, but it's going to be there, and it always will be there. It's not a happy conclusion, but, you know, I mean, I'm a teacher myself, and there was the shooting a few years ago at Northern Illinois University. I'm in Chicago, and at Northern Illinois University is about 60, 80 miles from here, and one of my students came in the day after that shooting. She had lost two friends that day, and it was a pretty rough day. Actually, I was quite close to finishing my book at the time, and at that point I saw what the face of Bath really looked like. It was quite profound. And it stopped being so much a story that I was writing, and I could really see what it looked like up close.
Why do you think people choose schools to make a point? I mean, there are lots of public places like the Super Bowl. Why do you think it happens in schools?
I wish I had an answer for that one. My best guess is, you know, if you want to hurt a community, if for some reason, and I think definitely in Kehoe's case, for whatever reasons were in his head, whatever logic was in his head, he really wanted to hurt the community, and what better way to hurt a community than to hurt its children? He wiped out a generation, and it's still a scar. It's still a very deep scar on the land, and if it had gone off the way he wanted to, he had 600 pounds of explosives in that school. Only about 100, they estimate, went off. If the entire thing had gone off, it's conceivable Bath would have been wiped off the map.
For the people in Connecticut who are experiencing this, from what you saw with Bath, how long did it really take for that pain to not be there as much? And what do you think most helped it to recover?
The pain will always be there. It still is. Time, you know, as they say, time is the great healer. And time has been kind to them, but it's still a very hard thing. I've been in constant contact with them since Friday, seeing how people are doing and getting, you know, things back and forth. And I actually spoke with one of the survivors, Josephine Cushman Vale, who has a large role in my book. I spoke with her this morning, and she's, God, still as feisty as they come. She's 99 and a half, and
wow.
Doing fine. Yeah, doing okay with it. And there's another survivor. She just turned 105 on Sunday. And they said, you know, they checked on her. She's doing okay. But it doesn't go away. It never will go away. And, you know, I mean, 80 years hence, you know, the people who are, you know, 6, 7 years old now who got out of that school, it's going to be like it happened to them yesterday. It's still going to be a part of who they are. And always will be. And that pain does not go away. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't. Well, it's like, you know, the Aeschylus poem, drop by drop, pain falls upon the heart till wisdom comes through the awful grace of God. And I think that really makes, in its own way, makes a lot of sense about the story of Bath and the story of what will happen over the years in Newton. They're just starting. They're just starting their process. And it's going to take time. And there's no rule book. That's the problem with this thing. There's no rule book. How do you...
Sure.
There's no... These things are unprecedented.